I am. I guess he realized he wouldn't make it into repair and wasn't copyable. So anybody out there, this is K4OIM, name's Walt. We in the round table discussion here. Will anybody got any questions about ham radio? You new to the hobby, we'll try to help you out with radio, antennas, computers, anything. Bring it up. So anybody out there, come back with your questions.
Question was, when you shut down the net, are you shutting down the repeater or what? I'm pretty sure that's what he's meaning. So in other words, the way I interpret that is, when you close the net, are you turning the repeater power down? Or what are you doing to the repeater when you shut down the net? I'm pretty sure that's kind of what his question may be. Yes, that is his question.
All right. When we turn our net report down and shut down the net, we do not shut down the repeater. The repeater is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, broadcasting 100 watts. So when I say that we're closing the net out, we're just using the part of the space on the computer from 9 o'clock until the net is over. And then after I send my net report in, I'm the only one, as far as I know, on the net control stations that have a round table after the net to answer questions just like you were asking, Doug. But no, the repeater, it does not time out during the net. It does not time out. I think Dave's got it set up to where it don't time out till 1 a.m. in the morning. But after that, it times out. You can talk so long without dropping and letting the repeater drop and come back up. But, Doug, we do not close the net, the repeater down. It's up 24 hours a day.
If I add a little to what you said?
No, go ahead, Chad.
Roger that. I'm not necessarily too new, but I'm just more active, and I am speaking from a different radio, backpack radio, and which is why I am having connection problems getting through you being kind of relay my message. So I'm just I'm broadcasting from a different platform. I'll copy, enter.
GWR, QL4NUE. So when you said the word, you're transitioning from a backpack radio to a ham radio. So are you prior military? Okay, so I'm all over this one. So I totally understand your frame of reference, and I understand why this is a little bit difficult. So let me break this down for you in terms that you can understand. Not that I'm not saying anything at all about your intelligence. What I'm saying is that I am retired military, and I understand your frame of reference and how hard this is to leave what you have been taught about communications in the military and move over to the civilian portion of it. And let me be the first to say that is a difficult transition, very difficult. So let me make sure you can understand what I'm saying, because you do have a lot of white noise. If you are not able to totally understand what I'm saying, then we'll find another way to communicate. So come back and let me know that you can indeed hear what I'm saying. Okay. So, Doug, here's the way this works. So the repeater has a effective radiated wattage of 100 watts, and it is on top of Caesar's Head Mountain. And it, when normal operational times, the repeater operates with a 3-minute shutoff time. And the reason, and what I mean by that, is if the mic on the transmitting station is keyed for more than 3 minutes, the repeater will time out. And what that means is that it will shut the transmission down, or it will shut the repeater's output transmission down. And the reason for that is if someone gets in a vehicle and sits on their microphone and makes a what military calls a hot mic for more than 3 minutes, everybody has to listen to that. And if it wasn't set up on a 3-minute cycle, it would keep the repeater keyed all the time and nobody could use the repeater. So during normal operational times during the day, the repeater is set up to shut down after a 3-minute hot time. Now, with the exception of the net. So, the net that you're used to in the military is a lot different than this kind of net. And I get it, trust me. So, the net, think of the net on this repeater as a meeting place. It is a place where people can come and share their day, they can share ideas, and they can find out what's going on with KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, because Larry checks in, and it's an opportunity for us to share with him our day and his day. We don't necessarily have anything specific that we're talking about. We're not talking about armor moving from this location or that location, or putting a squad in this location or that location. The net that you're used to has a specific purpose, and it is designed to function around that purpose. And that purpose is to do what a soldier does in uniform. That's all the net is for, in uniform. That's all a green suitor uses it for. This net is not like that, other than it has a purpose as well, but it's not a purpose that is driven by those motivators. It's a purpose to share and to meet and to have a different kind of fellowship. And that starts every night at 2100. There's a couple of things happen when that time comes around. Our net manager, W4DJW, he tells the repeater, I'm not sure, well, I know how he does that, but he basically tells the repeater to go into repeater mode starting at 2100 on up until, I think it's 01 or 000 hours. Let's say it's midnight. So from 9 o'clock till midnight, he turns that 3-minute key function off so that people can talk for more than 3 minutes at a time. And when Walt opens a net, if you listen to the preamble, let me make sure you can still hear me, Doug. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah, good copy.
So when Walt opens the net, he's not doing anything to the repeater. What he's doing is he's telling everybody that's listening to this frequency that the chatter needs to stop. And if you listen to the preamble, when he opens the preamble, one of the things he said is this is a directed net, which means that all of the chit-chat stops. And the repeater, the net is opened for the directed net. And directed means that the net controller, which is Walt, he dictates what happens on this frequency during those times. So in other words, Walt would be the commander. And he's going to tell everybody that logs into this frequency when they can talk and acknowledge who is talking, and will make a connection between different operators if asked, and disseminate information through bulletins or announcements or traffic. So I know where you're going with this, and I know what you're thinking. So here's the way this works in an emergency. Because I got a feeling that's where your mind is driven. So in the preamble also, the net controller will say this is a directed net. And in the event of an emergency, this repeater will be activated. And what that means by activation is that nothing changes with the repeater that I'm aware of. It's still going to put out 100 watts. But that means that there's no chit-chat on the repeater. There's no talking about this or socializing or whatever. The frequency is still in use, but it is only used to disseminate emergency traffic, or traffic that can save property or personnel. So when the net is activated at 9 o'clock or 2100, it's a place to disseminate information, it's a place to share information, and to just have a leisurely conversation with people. In the event that it's turned into an emergency net, all that stops, and you relay only pertinent information, and the information that you would be a good analogy would be a 9 line. So in the event of an emergency, this repeater would be activated to handle 9 lines, and that's it. And that's what that means. In an emergency, your frame of reference is a 9 line. So you understand what I'm telling you? KO4NUE. So, just want to let you know, I still have 2 places on my back from carrying a Prick 77. And I know exactly what that radio is, and that little flimsy flat antenna that gets in the way of everything. I get it. I understand. And I would like to encourage you, and this is an encouragement, that this experience is going to be a lot more enjoyable for you with a radio with a little more power, or to try to find the location for your radio that can transmit a little more clearly. So, and I don't want you to take that the wrong way, but I understand you're ex-military and you're gonna not interpret what I'm saying as derogatory. You're going to interpret what I'm saying as fact. So the fact of it is that if you struggle to get into the repeater, then it's difficult for the net controller or the net to disseminate information to you. So in other words, the easier you are on somebody else's ears, or the easier you are to listen to, the easier it is for someone to disseminate information to you. So, like I said, don't take that the wrong way. That's not the way I mean it at all. But if you, I'm just curious, what kind of radio do you have? Let me find that out first. Do you have?
I am using a rubber duck on the PRC radio, but on the Yantu, I am using a Atlas something or other. Top copy. Over.
Good copy. So do you have, and I'm going somewhere with this, do you have access to a power supply inside the home that can produce 12 volts?
I have a 34 volt, 26 volt, and 12 volt.
So the only available output wattage you have is 5 watts on any of the radios, is that correct?
That is affirmative.
Okay, so I have a used 2-meter radio. It is a Kenwood, and it was passed along to me from another ham that wanted to see it used. So I want you to, do you have access to a pen and piece of paper? I want you to write my telephone number down, and I will meet up with you and give you the radio so you can get a little more wattage and you don't have to be restricted to the handheld so that you can participate and be a little bit more enjoyable, because I know how frustrating it can be to want to participate in something like this and learn how it works and learn how it functions, not so much the radio, but just a net in general, when you don't have enough power to do that. I know how frustrating that is. So, do you have a way to copy my telephone number? I know how difficult this transition is, and it's very frustrating. And just want to let you know that if we can get the power up just a little bit so you can participate a little better, you're going to learn a whole lot more faster, and you're going to be able to transition out of what you have been taught what to do on a radio and transition into this environment a little bit easier and a whole lot faster. So give me a call and I'll meet up with you, and we'll get you straight. I'm just curious, what was your rank? Sarge, I got you back. I got you six. Give me a call and we'll get you straight. All right, Walt, back to you.
QEK4OIM. Chad, I'm sitting here thinking and just listening to Doug when you first checked into this net. You were about like Doug. And, man, Chad, you tickle me to death to see you progress in this hobby the way you have. And if you hadn't offered Doug the radio, I was fixing to play contact, and I had this click back here, a 2-meter mobile, that I was going to donate to him. I tried to donate it to Daniel the other night, Friday night, because he's always calling the net with that handheld, and the battery's always going dead. And I told him, I said, if you need a radio, I got it. It's a mobile radio, but you'll need a power supply. And he didn't have a power supply. And then he said he was working now, and he's going to buy him a dual band base station and all this, and where he could get back and be dependable, calling Ned on, what's he got, Saturday night now, I think, or is it Friday night? But Chad, you amaze me. I am tickled to death the way you've progressed, Chad. Anybody else out there? Oh, KO4GWR. I wish I could copy you better. Now, Chad builds some one heck of a JPO, they said. I'm pretty sure that's what he was talking on tonight. And he built me one sitting over here in the corner, but I've been working in my shack. But I'm going to try to get that thing up in a tree tomorrow, Chad. I got several antenna switches in here. I'm going to compare that to this 5/8 ground plane I got. Might haul it for you for a signal report. KO4NUE, K4OIM.
K4OIM, KO4NUE. I'm going to let you know, and anybody else out there that's listening that wants to contribute and help to progress another ham coming up. It is important. If you fall in that category, some people are not. They just want to listen and participate the way they participate, which that's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that. But being a veteran and someone that has been exposed to the way the Army teaches or the Marines teach you, this is how you operate a radio. This is how you do it. And you don't deviate from that. You do it just like this. If you are a contributor and want to help progress someone, it's important to know if they are military, because that transition is horrible. It is horrible. And I can't tell you how many times I have told you about my frame of reference. And it's difficult for people. Larry said one time, KK4JBQ, that it's hard to unlearn. And hams like you and Larry and Gary and Andy that have been doing this for so long, it's hard to step out of the advanced state that you're in and go back to. The military calls that Barney style. If a soldier doesn't understand something, that doesn't mean that he's dumb. That just means he needs to hear it a different way. And like I said, the term for that is break it down Barney style, as in Barney Fife. You know you've watched Andy Griffith. Andy has a tendency sometimes when Barney doesn't understand things to break it down into a way that Barney can understand it. And when they have been taught a certain way and want to continue to contribute and serve, they, veterans, understand that this is a way to contribute and still conserve and still serve and be a contributor to their community. Because I would take a gamble and say that's what this, some of this is about for him. And some of it is about also just keeping in touch. If there is an emergency and a way to receive information from another source, if something goes wrong, I would take a gamble and say that's probably what he's thinking. But if you understand that he has that veteran training in his mind, he has to overcome that transition. But people who are trying to help and contribute, they may have to backstep just a little bit to help pick him up. but once it gets to a certain point, he's going to roll with it and not stop. But if he doesn't have somebody to tell him and break it down Barney style, it's, like I said, the transition is horrible. It is. And just think of it this way. You are a person who is trying to serve and continue to serve and contribute. But it's difficult to fit in because you don't understand the protocols or you don't understand how to do things on the civilian circuit. The only way you've been taught is by some sergeant major standing over screaming at you all day, this is the way you do it, and if you deviate from it, you're going to get in trouble. So that is a reluctance. That is an issue that they have to overcome and get to a point to where they can say, I'm just going to have to step outside of my comfort zone and just do this. And if I get fussed at, I get fussed at. But I'm going to continue to lean forward and continue to drive to try to figure this out. So in keeping with what I have been taught here and the fellowship that I have been taught here, then, Doug, if you can hear me, I'm going to lean forward with you, and we're going to get you set up so that you can continue to do what you want to do for your community. I get it. Trust me. But we got to work on that transmit power a little bit. No disrespect intended, but that's just the way it is. And certainly being a Marine, and if I heard you right, I thought you said Force Recon, then I'm not sure there's much I can say to you that's going to hurt your feelings. So, I get it. I understand. So, if you got a copy on that, Doug, let me know. Hopefully in the next day or so we can we'll get this issue resolved so you can contribute. So with that, I will turn it back over to somebody else that wants to either contribute or bring something else to the table. So we'll get you straight. I got you back. I know where you are, and we'll get you where you need to be. KO4NUE. Back to you, Walt.
KO4NUE, K4OIM. Chad, I can barely copy him. I don't know if you're talking on whatever J-poles you've got up or not, but I'm going to get this one up tomorrow for sure. But make sure the round table on Tuesday night that we hold here, and thank you, Chad. I don't have any experience in military communication. And look at you stepping up from a few months ago from a student to a teacher. We're proud of you, Chad. Make sure Doug understands that we have this round table on Tuesday night. KO4NUE, K4OIM. I don't know if he can copy me or not.
Great copy on yes, Chad, I am speaking from the PRC 117 with the rubber antenna. But as I was saying earlier, I was a member of a C platoon, which was later transitioned into Galveston.
Well, let's get you a good radio or a better radio, and let's get you straightened out, because I would let's save your story until you can transmit and everybody can hear it, because I'm sure it's an amazing story. But let's get you to a point to where you can contribute and be part of the conversation without struggling. So shoot me a text and I'll come meet you and we'll get you set up. KO4NUE, K4OIM, take it on, or anybody else that wants to comment. K4NUE, he's clear. Go ahead, Walt.
K4NUE, K4OIM. Anybody else out there got any questions? Or answers to questions? Go ahead and pick it up. It's a round table, and sounds like only Chad and I are only in here. I know there's somebody else back there in the woods that would answer questions. Has anybody else got any questions? Call K4OIM or go ahead. I'm not net control now. I'm just like everybody else. K4OIM. Anybody else with any questions at all?
K4GWR, will you retransmit Tango, Juliet, Romeo is on station. I'll copy over.
KO4GWR. So you are looking for KO4 Tango, Romeo, Juliet, is that right?
Correction, KO4, Tango, Juliet, Quebec, KO4, EJQ. How copy, over.
Okay, so here's a protocol for you. When the net is over and the net controller sends his net report in, what we're doing right now is called a round table, which means we just talk in out of a directed net. So right now, at the end of the preamble, Walt said, I've submitted my net report. Now I will return the repeater back to normal amateur use, which means we're not in a net right now. We can just talk like it's a normal day outside of a net. So the protocol here is I would be glad to make the call for you. But in this situation, it would be absolutely appropriate for you to say, hey, guys, can you give me just a minute? I want to try to make contact with this guy. And they'll step aside. And so I'm going to make the call to your station, but I want you to listen and understand how it's done so that when you are to a point to where you can do this, you know what to do. So we'll back up for a minute and let's just do a little pretend. Let's pretend we're all having a conversation in a round table. And you want to make that call to your station. So the way this would sound is I'm going to drop the mic and I'm going to come right back and show you how to do this. So stand by. Hey guys, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Can I use the can I use the frequency just for a second? I'd like to try to make a call to a station. Station is Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. This is KO4NUE. KO4 Tango Juliet, Quebec. This is KO4NUE. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I am clear. KWR, you got it?
That's good copy.
So if you want to interrupt a conversation when someone is speaking on this frequency, if it is a non-emergency, you just put out your call sign. You would say KO4NUE and just put your call out there. And when they get through talking, they'll give you the frequency so you can make your call. However, it's important to note that if it is an emergency, you would enter that conversation by saying break. And that break signifies to everybody having that conversation that, hey, we're just chit-chatting. This guy has an emergency, and he's using the word break. So in military speak, break does not mean that. Break does not mean, hey, you guys need to be quiet, I've got an emergency. You get on station and you tell everybody on frequency. Well, first of all, there's not going to be any chatter on that frequency anyway, unless it's, you know, at platoon level. Anything else above that is going to be, there's not going to be any chit-chat. You get on station and say, hey, this is, you know, Ghost Rider 1, I have a 9 line, here's my location, and you list your 9 line. That's not like this. If it's an emergency and people are talking, you say break. If you just want to enter the conversation with them or you want to call another station, you just put your call out there and it'll take them a minute or so, but they'll always be polite and respectful and say, hey, last station, go ahead, you know, either enter the conversation or make your call. Either one, if it's entering the conversation, you say, hey, guys, you know, this is Doug, and you know what's going on today, blah, 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 blah. But if you're wanting to call another station, you just say, hey, guys, I'm trying to contact this other call. Can you mind if, you know, give me a minute and make your call? And it's important to know, though, that if that call does not come back to you, then you need to be professional and polite and tell everybody else on frequency, hey, there was no contact made, and you put your call out there and say clear. And when you say that, that releases the frequency back for anybody else that wants to chit-chat. You understand?
Four, roger. They announced breaking from the building. Trying to break the stuff that it goes. But yeah, roger. Yeah, I would be hard-pressed to say, you know, break channel, drop Delta Widowmaker 4, calling such and such.
Okay, give me a call, and we'll spend some time together. We'll get you spun up real quick, Doug. But hey, man, I appreciate your determination. And been there, and I'm still doing it. So just hang with it, and let's get you switched over to the right protocols. And this will be a much, much better experience. But we need to tweak what you're doing a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. Please don't take that the wrong way. But I got a feeling you got some pretty thick skin. Being an E5, you better have some thick skin. So we'll get you spun up. We'll get you trained up and on track. Okay, K4OIM, or anybody else that wants to contribute. I'm sorry, Walt, back to you. KO4NUE, you are clear on this push. Have a good night. See you, Doug. Back to you, Walt.
KO4NUE, K4OIM. Thank you for your help. Talking about paying back to the hobby, you have really stepped up, Chad. I don't think there's nobody on here in this group that could explain to him the changeover he's going to have to go through going from military back to civilian. Thanks so much, Chad. Really, really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Anybody else out there got any questions for the round table? Okay, 4OIM.
MKK4JBQ.
JBQ. I figured you'd be listed. What's up, Larry?
Thank you, Walt. I just want to let you all know that I've been long for the ride. I didn't feel like I had anything to add. And Chad's doing such a marvelous job. Good going there, Cap. So, I just want you to know I'm standing by. KK4JBQ.
4JBQ. Aren't we proud of Chad getting his extra this week, past weekend?
Brought that up. Yes, yes, yes. We're proud. You know, I've known folks that had a very different mindset. This hobby means a lot of things to a lot of people, a lot of different things, it seems. I met a fella the day that I tested for technician. I was thrilled. I came in, it was at a ham fest, and I came into the pavilion building, and I found Donna across the way, and I saw her, and I waved real big, and I said, "I'm a ham, I'm a ham." And so the room laughed, of course. I was uncontrollable. I was so happy. So I caught up to her. We had a little conversation, and another fellow pulled me aside, and he says, "I want to show you something." And so he pulled his wallet out of his pocket and fished out his ticket and showed me, and I was supposed to understand what he meant. Well, I didn't, of course. So he explained it to me. He says, "Well, the date here shows you that I entered with no license and I exited with an extra class. It means that I sat down and I took all three tests in a row. I did this in one day, and aren't you proud of me?" There's that kind of folks. And you know, not to give the guy a hard time, but this is something that we all earn, and there is no learning unless you have a little bit of struggle. And this is a place, Walt, you have created a place here where people can be made to feel comfortable and be curious and ask a question. I thank you for that, and I thank Chad for showing us all how it's done. KK4JPQ.
KI4LCI. And someone like me, I've got a question. It's rather a silly question, at least the way it appears, but for anybody that's got the current issue of QST, and I think, Larry, you get QST, that's the November edition on page 96 that was originally on the November issue of QST in 1921. It says here the cover art shows a woman wearing a radio hat as she listens with earphones. The way this picture appears to me, it appears like this so-called radio hat on her head and it's picking up RF out of the atmosphere. I don't know if I'm looking at this properly or not, but any of y'all that's got QST, look at that and tell me if that's how it looks. KI4LZI.
KI4LZI, what's the month and year, Andy?
The issue of QST, November 2021 on page 96. But this here was from 100 years ago that's in the current QST of the November 1921 QST, a picture of the front on the QST, and it says here, the cover art shows a woman wearing a radio hat as she listens with earphones. Well, now, the way this so-called hat looks, it looks like there's wires coming out of her head or something, and it appears like she's picking up RF out of the atmosphere. I don't know if that's what it actually means or not, but any of y'all to get QST, take a look at it and tell me if that's how it appears to you all. KI4LCI.
I had that article on CD-ROM that I ordered from QRZ, all the back orders from QRZ back from the beginning up till the 90s. And the last girl that lived with me, when we separated, she burnt all of my CDs, everything, but that was like a crystal radio set that she had on. I remember seeing that on the original article. And, I'd give anything. I think you can still get those back issues off of from the ARRL of QRZ. But I had the original article, Andy, on a CD.
KI4LZI, any of y'all that's got ability to look at that, I'd like for y'all to look at that and tell me is that how that really appears? You know, you say you've seen it before. Well, it originally was on QST in November 1921, and it's in the 100-year ago thing here on page 96 in the current issue of QST, November 2021. And that looks real odd, you know. That's how it looks to me, like it's supposed to pick up RF out of the air.
KI4LZI, KO4NUE. Andy, I'm not seeing, I'm looking at the current magazine now. What page is it on?
6, under November 1921. 21, the issue that aired then 100 years ago, but in the current issue, it's page 96.
Was he KO4NUE? Give me just a second, Andy. I'm looking at it. I'm trying to find it. Go ahead, Walt. Pick it up while I'm looking.